said, let her alone. Why trouble ye her? She has wrought a good work on me. For ye have the poor with you always, and whensoever ye will, ye may do them good. But me you have not always. She has done what she could. She has come aforehand to anoint my body to the burying. Verily I say unto you, wheresoever this gospel shall be preached throughout the world, this also that she has done shall be spoken for a memorial of her. You may be seated. Looking at that ninth verse, and it begs a question. And the question is, what will your memorial be, or will your memorial be a lasting one? Turn to your neighbor and say, neighbor. Neighbor. Oh, neighbor. Oh, neighbor. Turn to your neighbor. Will your memorial will be a lasting one? Will your memorial be a lasting one? If someone looks back on our life years from now, what will they remember about us? Very few, if any, of us will probably have our names in the history books of the future. Therefore, much of what we do in life will be quickly forgotten. You see, very little, if anything we do, will be remembered by subsequent generations. But what is more likely to happen is that we will be remembered by those whose lives we have touched. You see, one day our names will be listed in the DC column of some memorial program where we too will be memorialized. But the question of the what will your memorial be? Will it be a lasting one? Praise God. I have no intention to try to make this as morbid, but we're going to get to where I'm going here in a minute. You see, in our text, we have the action of a woman identified in Matthew and John's gospel as Mary. Her deed had a lasting score of generations. I'm talking about a deed which our Lord and our Savior accepted and commended. What was it about Mary's deed that caused Jesus Christ to declare in verse 9? Let me read it again. Praise God. Verily I say unto you, wheresoever this gospel shall be preached throughout the world, this also that she hath done shall be spoken of a memorial of her. You see, how can we, my brothers and my sisters, apply the principles of her actions to our lives that Christ will accept that what we can leave as a legacy for those who come behind us? You see, as we look at our text, there are four reasons why Mary's memorial was a lasting memorial. Praise God. The first one is that she gave out of the depths of her love for Jesus Christ. Praise God. You see, many people do things for God praise God for God and for men, but they do them for the wrong motives. Amen. I'm here to tell us, praise God, that God judges the motivations behind why people do things they do. In the book of 1 Chronicles, chapter 26, we see when David thought that he was going to build the ark, the house for the ark. Praise God. God told him that, David, you are not going to build this ark. Guess what? Your son Solomon is going to build this ark. And I want you to listen to the words at 1 Chronicles chapter 28, verses 9 and 10, what David said to Solomon. David said, "And Solomon, my son, learn to know the God of your ancestors intimately." He said, "Worship and serve him with your whole heart and a willing mind. For the Lord sees every heart and knows every plan and thought." Praise God. "If you seek him, you will find him. But if you forsake him, he will reject you forever. So take this seriously. The Lord has chosen you to build a temple as his sanctuary. Be strong and do the work." Praise God. What am I trying to say? Whatever we do, let it be done for Christ. Praise God. Because this lady, in the deed that she did it because she was seeking Christ and she loved Christ from the depths of her heart. She was seeking, praise God, to altogether glorify Jesus Christ. Let me see your hands in here today. If you come, praise God, to glorify Jesus Christ. Amen. I see right now I'm going to have to face this thing a different way. Praise God. You see, little did Mary know that there in the 20th century that there was going to be a songwriter by the name of Raymond Raspberry who would write a song about her and about others. Y'all know what the song is. Only what you do for Christ will last. You see, her heart was filled with gratitude, praise God, and love. And therefore, she had to do something for her Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. Somebody say, why did she do so much? Praise God. If you go to the book of Luke, chapter 8, verse 2, it'll let you know that Jesus healed, had cast out 10 demons from her body. Praise God. Not only that, you know that she was the sister, praise God, of Martha, and she was the sister of Lazarus, praise God. So what did that tell me? And you know what Jesus Christ did for their brother Lazarus. Not only that, she was the cousin of Simon the leper, and God had done so many marvelous things in that family that this lady, praise God, she decided that she was going to give and she was going to love God from the very depths of her heart. And I'm here to tell you, my brothers and sisters, we ought to do the same thing. Praise God. She loved God from the depths of her heart. But the second thing we find that this lady did, praise God, she gave sacrificially. Praise God. Because if we look at verse 3, it tells us that she broke the box of this costly ointment, praise God, this precious ointment, and she poured it over Jesus's head. In other words, this ointment was expensive, praise God. It was so expensive that so many people, praise God, would save for whole years just to provide this type of ointment for their funeral services, praise God. This box of ointment was valued at 300 pence, praise God, denarius, because history tells us, praise God, that an average daily wage for a worker in that day was one denarius a day, making this spikenard that she had was equivalent to a whole year's worth of wages, praise God. You see, it is significant in our text to say that she broke it, amen. In other words, she was determined to serve Jesus Christ 100%. Praise God. You know, somebody said it this morning. I thought maybe, praise God, I forgot who it was in our Sunday school lesson that said that, Deacon Buckner, I believe it was, that said 99 and a half just won't do. I thought he was just having a flashback to Wilson Pickett, but praise God, he was just making it real. Amen. We got to give 100% to God, and that's exactly what this lady did. You know what she did? She kept nothing back for herself. And the reason I know that she did not keep anything back from herself, because in breaking the box, praise God, she had to pull all of it out. Amen. She didn't save anything for herself. I don't care how expensive it was. I don't care if it was a 1 year's wedge. She broke it and she kept it all to glorify God. In other words, she gave sacrificially. Look what Mark chapter 4, verse 14, verse 8 says. It says, and she had done what she could. She has come aforehand to anoint my body for the burying. You see, God never asks us to do more than what we can. Praise God. But he asks, praise God, and he expects us to do all that we can. Let me back up and say that again. Praise God. God never asks us to do more than what we can, but he asks and he expects us to do all that we can. You see, Jesus did all that he could for us. Praise God. When he laid it all on that hill called Calvary, he did everything for us. Praise God. Sometimes people ask me, why do you spend so much time in the church? Why do you spend so much time walking around the church? Do you do that out of, as a sacrifice? No, praise God. I don't do it. I do it, praise God, because I know that it takes work to build a ministry. Praise God. Can I just hip you to something this morning? You see, they tell me that a ministry that costs nothing accomplishes nothing. A ministry that costs nothing accomplishes nothing. If you want to have a ministry that's going to do something, praise God, it's going to cost you something. I tell the kids all the time in school, I said, if you're trying to find something that's easy, praise God, if you want to major in something that's going to be very, very easy, praise God, 9 times out of 10 is not going to do you any good. Praise God, because anything that's going to be worth something is going to cause you to do some work for it. Amen. What am I trying to tell us? Praise God, we ought to give unto our God sacrificiously. I want to ask just several questions this morning. Could we love Jesus, pray, and praise more? Could we live lives that are more holy? Praise God. Could we seek to share Jesus more? Or are we doing all we can to do, praise God, or are we complaining about, praise God, complaining, because we are asking to do more than what we want to do?
You have been blessed by the Second Union Baptist Church, 6436 Old Baton Rouge Highway, Alexander Lewis, 71362. They would be glad to hear from you. If you'd like to contact them, you may contact them at 318-445-4875. Tune in next time for the Second Union Missionary Baptist Church radio broadcast. Tune in next time.
Welcome. You are tuned into the Spiritual Warfare broadcast, where we will take you in an in-depth look at the Word of God. Let's tune in as Evangelist Wanda Bell takes you further into the Word of God.
Our lesson for today is about possessing the things of God. God's full power and victory operates through yielded vessels. He looks for people who will yield to his plan. He looks for human vessels like you and I, who will willingly work the works of God. People who have poured themselves out to him, who have learned his word. People who has discerned and can discern his voice. They must be a people who will walk in obedience and be a committed vessel to God. God can